Blog Talk Radio.
We pray, let revival come, let the people sing the glory of your name.
For this place, come on, we say.
To the water. And I remember, you know, playing that as a young man, not that many years ago. I'm still young, right? and man, oh man, and the kids, you know, we had teenagers, and they would just come up to the front of the church that they were in, like the youth group, and, you know, teenagers to college students, you know, high school and college students, and somewhere in junior high. And they would come up to the front of the church, and they would just get their praise on, you know, because you're saying, come to the water, right? And man, I mean, they were coming, and we were so impressed, and we were so blessed and so grateful that, you know, God's children are seeking their Heavenly Father. And what a blessing it is for the church to watch, you know, the future of the church getting ready and doing what they need to do to be in charge of the bride of Christ. And that's the church, right? And so thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you so much for quickening those beautiful children. And I just ask that you continue to quicken your children around the world and give them the gift of acknowledgement, that they acknowledge and recognize their positions, that they work for the kingdom of God, and that they can be leaders, Father. Give them that spirit. Give their hearts the spirit. Some of them are just sitting there confused, not knowing what to do, where to go, but they have good hearts, and they want to do something. So, Father, we just ask, please, if you would just quicken their hearts so they would know, whatever it is I need to do it for the kingdom of God. Thank you so much in advance for that, Father, because the church, you know, your bride, oh, man, it is an amazing place where we, so many of us, get to go and just fellowship with one another and love on each other. So thank you for giving us that. What a beautiful blessing it is to be able to have Bible study with your brothers and your sisters, and just, you know, learn more about God, learn more about people, learn more about us, learn more about what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and learn more about how we should do it and how not to do it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. We love you. Amen. What's up, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And, you know, we're just going to praise him for an hour here. So, you know, it's all about Jesus. It's always all about Jesus. And I pray that you recognize that. And if it's your first time hanging out with us, hey, welcome to Solar. We are so grateful for the opportunity to praise with you and to do this every Sunday here on Solar Records Radio. And then on Mondays, Pastor T. Meyer is on doing his show. And then on Wednesday, Pastor T. Meyer has Christian Talk. So this goes on throughout the week. It's not just a Sunday thing here. This is a Christian-based radio station. And this is the way we want to live. We want to, you know, not just do this as, you know, a consideration. We want to do it as a way of life. This is who we are. We are Christians. We are Christians, and we love the Lord. And so thank you for coming to hang out with us and And we pray that you are infected by the Spirit of God, and that you would take whatever you get from this and go and bless someone else. Like one candle lights another, and you continue to light candles. Before you know it, you're illuminating the world. So thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for tuning in. And we just thank you in advance for blessing and loving your neighbor as yourself. All right, guys. So, you know, let's keep the music going. It's good. It's good. It's good, right? Isn't it good? Isn't God good? Isn't he awesome? He's the best. And I tell you, just before we get into the music, I've had so much. It's you know, some people don't get it. They just don't get it. That, you know, we church is more than going to church, hearing the music, and hearing the pastor. It's so much more than that. That's so important. That's what it's about. Whatever the pastor's preaching about, that's ultimately what it's about. But there's so much more that happens around that. And I wish that people would try to just see and find a church that gives you so much more. Not just any church, but it's got to be a church where people are fellowshipping, that they're loving on each other, that they're there for each other. And they're praying for each other. It's got to be a church where God is there, the Holy Spirit is there. And you will know when you find that church. You will know when you find that church. Please, you know, find it if you don't have it right now, because the fellowshipping is amazing. Even after church, a lot of times, if you're in a small town like I am, we go to different, you know, go to a restaurant and you see everybody that you just saw in church there, you know, because that's what we do after church, right? We go out and we take our family out and we dine and we talk about, you know, our experience at church. And oh man, I'm hearing myself back here. Let me just fix that. But anyway, so I'm just telling you, please try to find a beautiful church that will bless you, because it's more than just, you know, the music and the preaching. It's the people. See, the people are the church. And when I see the people from my church out in the street, the strangest thing is I don't think of them as individuals, even though I love them as individuals. But in my heart, when I see them, I see my church. See, I see my church. And it really blesses me, you know. And when I don't see them, I look for them in church. And when I don't see them, I seek them out because they're my church. I want to make sure they're okay. I want to love on them, and I want to be loved by them. And so, see, church is so good. It's so much more than just this building where people are collecting money. And, you know, taking your money is what some people think, you know, and the preacher preaches and they get your money, and then everybody goes their separate ways. It's way more than that. It's absolutely an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing gift. It is hallelujah. It is celebration. It is a family reunion. It is the best thing that you could ever want to do. Every Sunday, nothing comes before going to church. Nothing. Nothing comes before that. The only thing that could happen is that I'm out of town. But I will drive. If I'm only 2 hours away, I'm driving to church. See, that's how good it is for my soul. My soul craves the Word of God. My soul craves the praise and worship music. When you're praising and you're enjoying God, my soul craves the people of God. in fellowship and laughter my soul craves when we can sit around the table and break bread together and be good to one another. Be good to one another. Laugh at each other, you know, and have fun. That's living. That is life. That is the best life. I wish we could do that every day. Every day, that would be awesome. But when we go to heaven, that's what we'll be doing. Can you imagine? Every day. You're not getting worried about getting up and going to work and paying some bills, or you're not worried about being in the hospital and sick. You're just getting up, going to praise God, going to enjoy some great praise and worship, and then listen to the word of God. Let God speak to you directly. Oh, my goodness gracious. How powerful. How beautiful. How awesome. And fellowship with your brothers and sisters afterwards. And just have the joy of your life. Living the best life ever. That's what this is all about. I'm chasing the best life ever. So when you pray, I want to challenge you guys. When you pray, my challenge to you and to myself is that we pray. Now listen carefully, that we pray with the heart of Christ. Pray with the heart of Christ, because it is so much more sincere. It is so much more powerful because it's so much more sincere. Because you're not thinking about the things as I talked about this last week when he was on the cross and he was getting, they crucified him, they beat him to death, and the last thing I'm going to say is to forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, ouch. I'm thinking pain. I'm thinking anger. I'm thinking frustration. But that's why he's God, and we're not. That's why he's God. So if you could pray for each other with the heart of Christ, that prayer would be absolutely amazing. Not just for you, but for the person that you're praying for. Or should I say, not just for the person you're praying for, but also for you, because you will feel the difference. See, we naturally have this thing, because we're humans, and our mind gets going and we start to judge, and just naturally we have that's why we're sinners by nature. We're born this way. So it's there all the time. So we have to deal with it. But if we could pray for God to give us the heart of Jesus, pray, I need that. I need that. And the closer you get to it, the better you will be. And the more you chase it, the better you will be. But you have to. We have to, as Christians, that has to be the goal. That has to be the goal. We want to have a heart like Jesus. We want to be able to love like Jesus did. We want to be able to care like Jesus did. We don't want to get up there and pray for somebody and at the same time, you know, have these thoughts in your mind of negative things. And, you know, it's like we got to figure out how to get past that. And the way to do that is to pray before you pray. That you have the heart of Jesus. All right. So anyway, I want to get to this music. I love Jesus. I love how he was able to do that for us. How he came here. He sacrificed. He gave his life for us. So that we could live. I love it. Why? See, this is a question that I could constantly ask because it's like no other human being on earth has done that. Why did he do it? It is like, it's the big, why do you care so much? It's so beautiful. And I'm so grateful. And I know you are too. And so, guys, let's just meditate on Christ. Meditate on your relationship with him and how we can make it better, how we can make it stronger, how we can grow, how can we be a light in the darkness? How can we allow Jesus to use us for his glory? How do we get on the path of righteousness for his name's sake? How do we hold ourselves accountable? Yeah, it's a struggle, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's very much worth it. Oh, man. So listen, let's get to the music, okay? I just talk away here, but I love talking about Jesus. All right, so this is an artist that I just interviewed not too long ago. She's very famous. Her name is Denise Williams, and she's very much well known for pop R&B music. An amazing, beautiful voice. Wow. Amazing, but her heart is sweet. And she came onto our show and just blessed us and really enjoyed her. But I just found this song from my friend Julian. She sent it to me and said, I want you to hear this song. And so thank you, Julian. I listened to it and I said, whoa, thank you. Thank you so much for that. And so I'm going to play it for you and I'm going to play a few other songs. So kick back, relax, make this about Christ, not about you. But what you can do, maybe make it about you and Christ. Yes, make it about you and Christ. He loves you way more than you can imagine. All right, Denise Williams on Solar Records Radio.
Thank you. We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey!
Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Take it to Jesus. This is a place you can rest for a while. If you need to just fall apart. You can rest for a while. When your questions don't have answers and you just can't understand it, when your mind just stop running and the skin just keep on calling, you don't have to explain it. He hears you before you can speak. Come with me. Let's take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Let's take it to Jesus.
Jesus. And you know, that's real talk right there. And I believe that we all need to apply that thought. When we are struggling with whatever it is that we are struggling with, take it to Jesus. He's waiting. Whatever we're struggling with, he's capable of fixing it. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. He loves you right where you are. And he'll deliver you right from where you are. But you have to give him the chance. It's nice to know that Jesus, he wants us to love him, even though he has the power to make us love him. To not use the power that you have to take advantage of people can be a very difficult task. A lot of bosses take advantage of the power that they have. They move people around. They fire people, disagree with maybe their political beliefs. Or maybe because that person is not interested in them personally, they fire them. It's so much out there like that it just shows you having power can be dangerous. Sometimes we create a false sense of power over our mates. Well, they're not going to go anywhere, so I can keep treating them bad. And you just think about the day that they might not be there anymore. And you think about your thoughts. It will destroy you from the inside out. How you treated them when they were not around you. Thoughts that came to your mind that you pursued. So it's power is dangerous. And we're so blessed that we have a God that understands the power and loves to protect us with his power. Not hurt us, but protect us with his power. How lucky and blessed are we to be children of God. It's almost similar to how we are with our children, right? The ones that love their children. We're very protective. And sometimes we will, you know, strike out at others that try to hurt our babies. So power can be beautiful, but at the same time, it can be very destructive. So like I said, it's a beautiful thing to have a God who loves us and all he wants us to do is to protect us. I'm so grateful for that. And I hope you are too. I had a good time today praising God. And he's a good God. And I'm just blown away with his love for us. I want to pray now. Father, we love you. And we're so grateful for everything that you do. We're so grateful that you care so much about us. And that we mean so much to you. You are so worthy, Father, of the love that you deserve to get back from us, Father. We thank you for what you do for us every single day. Thank you for teaching us how to love, Father, how to love like you. Thank you for always waking us up and being there for us and blessing us throughout our days, Father. We want to ask you right now, and a special prayer for our brothers and sisters who are not doing so well right now. They're a little concerned about their health, Father. Please bless them and heal their bodies, Father. There's so many beautiful, your servants, they're just beautiful. And there's so many beautiful servants out there, Father, that need you right now. And I just ask if you hear their prayers. And if you do, Father, please bless them. Please heal their bodies. Get rid of the disease. Help the doctors to recognize what's wrong so that they can fix them and let them get back out and be just a wonderful light in this darkness, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you and we appreciate you so much. You are awesome. 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 We love you. We love you.
More than sin. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You would cross an ocean, so I would.
On the mountaintop, I can see so clear.
God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of Soul Art Records Radio. You guys have a blessed and beautiful week. May God protect you and keep you, and love you much, guys. God bless. Good night. This is Wardell Potts Jr. I'm out of here. Later.
Fills this room tonight.